Okay, we are on Daf Samach Ches Amud Beis. We're going to start in the middle of the Amud. Just go back and just remind ourselves where we're holding. We saw in the Mishnah five cases. We spoke about an Uber, a Yavam, Erisin, Cheresh, and Ben Tisha Shanim, that they passel and they're not Meichel. And we spoke about situations of a Bas Kohen who's married to Yisrael, or a Bas Yisrael who's married to a Kohen. Sometimes we say the Passover, sometimes we say that Ein Machil, and so on. And when we spoke about a Ben Teshan of Yem Echad, the Gemara, the Maskana said it's not referring to a case of Shemeres Yavam, but rather it's referring to a case of someone who has got the particular Psul Yichus, like we gave examples of an Amoni, Mayavi, Mitzri, Demi, and so on, that they are Bo, Al, Kehenis, Levi, of Yisraelis, so they passel them. And that was the first opinion, that Tanayim, that these nine Psula Yichas, they passel. And then we had two other Shitas Tanayim, which we didn't get to, which we're going to see today, Mitz Hashem. Two other Shitas Tanayim. One was the Shita of Rav Yesi, who says, Kol Shizare Apostle, any person whose child is Apostle Akuhuna, that person is able to passel the woman. And anyone whose child is not Apostle Akuhuna, then he doesn't passel. And Shimon Gamliel said a similar thing, who said, anyone who you could marry his daughter, and we're going to see that it's referring to an Armenian, to an Armenis, and a Me'avis, any individual who you could marry his daughter, then you could marry his almana. He won't necessarily pass on the woman, but kol she'ein atanesas bitei, i'atanesa almanasa. So those were the three shitas as to which type of an individual passes. Then the Gemara wanted to know, what is the source that one of these people, that they have the ability to passel? And we quote to the pasuk of Hubas Kain Kisil Ishzar Kevin Shenivla Lapasala Pasla. She becomes Nifselis. We asked various questions on it, and that's how the Gemara seemed to come out, that there is this concept that she passes. The Gemara said, okay, that's referring to a Bas Kohen, Kisil Yizhar. So if you have a Bas Kohen, then she becomes Nifselis. So the Gemara said about 10 lines down, maybe we'll just start from there. About 10 lines down, towards before the end of the line, Ashkechan Kehenes. We find that a Kehenes is Nifselis for Truma with a B of Apostle, but a Levia of Yisraelis. The Pasuk is not speaking about a Levi of Yisraelis. So Manal and Hadi know that they are also Nifsalis. Kida Amar of Abba Amar Rav Bas Ubas. It says Ubas Kayin. So there's an extra Vav. It's a Ribuy. Hanami Bas Ubas. It's a Ribuy to tell me that even Levi and Yisraelis is Psula. Samach Ches Amud Beis. So, and the Gemara said, L'chera, this drasha of Bas Ubas with the extra Vav, Keman Kirabi Kiva, Didarish Vavin, so the Gemara Vila Tamer Rabbanan, Kulo Bas Kray Yisero. Okay, so far, says the Gemara, towards the middle of the Amud on Samach Ches Amud Beis, Ashkechan the Truma, so far I've mentioned that, a Kehenes, a Levia, a Yisraelis, if they are in Nivales to someone who is Pasol, they become a Psulis, Latruma. Sashkan Latruma Lakahuna Minala, and how do I know that they are psules also from marrying a Kayan? Lakahuna Minalan. As it says the Gemara, well, let's just think what we've said so far. So far we've mentioned a psul not only for a Kehenes, but even a psul for a Leviana Yisraelis. And what din are we saying that the Leviana Yisraelis are Nifsoles, if not to tell me that they're not able to marry a Kayan? They weren't eating trum in the first place. There, she's a Levia, she's the Yisraelis. So, Atu Levia the Yisraelis loy lekahuna marbinin lu, di latruma b'neis mechal trumaninu. So it must be that we've already, in the source that we found that a Levia and Yisraelis is nifsalis, it must be to tell me that she's nifsalis lekahuna, in which case we found a source for even a Bas Kohen that she's psula lekahuna. Because otherwise, Levi is not eating truma. Says, well, it's not true. Why can a Levi not eat truma? Alam alay. Mishkachas la deka achla bishvil bina. Let's say you had a Levi who married a Kohen, she had a child, her husband died, so she is now eating Mishum Benah, and now it could be that the Pasuk is saying that if she's Nivelas, Lepasala, henceforth, she's no longer allowed to eat Truma. So I don't necessarily have a Raya and a source to tell me that she's Nifselas, even the Kahuna, maybe up until now, the only thing we've learned is that she's Nifselas, Letruma. And that would be the case that it would be necessary for. Says the Gemara, no. Bishvil bina kal v'chaymer. I know that she is nifselas in a case where she was only eating bishvil bina. And I would say the following. Uma kehenes dibekedusha denafsha achla pasala madacha kehenes, that she has an intrinsic kayach of kedusha. And she's eating for her own sake because she's a kehenes. And still, once she's nivelas to someone who's pasul, it disqualifies from her henceforth eating truma, even though she had this innate kayach, levia v'yisraelis d'le'achle, elabishul b'na. So levia and Israelis, that they were only eating because of their son, because of their children, like kol shekein, that they're going to be nifsalis when a pasul person is ba'aleihem, and therefore it's pashut that I wouldn't need a pasuk to tell me that what type of psul are we referring to by Levi and Yisraelis? Oh, we're referring to a psul that she's nifsalas, meaning shumanein. That I would learn out from a kal v'chomer from kehenes. Elamai, it must be that it's coming to tell me even a psul to marry a kohen. In which case, I don't need a separate source to tell me that what's the source that she's nifsalas even to marry a kohen. To which the Gemara says, now I disagree with your kal v'chomer. You are assuming. You're assuming that if a kehenes has an intrinsic kedusha and she's nifseles milechal truma, once she's nivelas l'pasala, kol shekein levin yisraelis are going to be nifseles milechal truma. Fakert, the anes denis, I'll tell you fakert asvara. Kehenes the kadosh gufa pasala. A kehenes that she herself is kadosh, so there's that much more of a sensitivity in her. She herself is Tahira. She herself is Kaddish. So if she's Nivelas to someone who's Pasul, then she's going to be Nivselas Melech HaTruma. Whereas the Levi and the Israelis, the Lay Kaddish Gufa, that they don't have that level of Kedusha, and they were only eating for, because of Mikach, their children, and so on, maybe I'll tell you Lay Pasulah. Maybe I'll tell you Lay Pasulah. In which case, I need a pasuk to tell me that if a Levia or Yisraelis are nivoles to someone who's pasul, they are psules lakuhuna. So again, so we'll just to kind of get this clear, we are in a sugya where we're discussing how do I know if you have a kehenes, a Levia, or Yisraelis that they are nivoles to someone who's pasul, they are disqualified. Well, disqualified can mean for one of two things. It could either mean that they're disqualified from eating truma, and it could also mean that they're disqualified from henceforth marrying a kohen. So the pasuk which we quoted is a pasuk which mentions explicitly that they are nifselas milech al truma. So Gemara said, fine, ashkechan kehenes, ashkechan letruma, lekuhuna menala, and how do I know that they're nifselas from marrying a kohen? And don't tell me because when I taught you that a Levi and Yisraelis was disqualified, it must have been referring to a disqualification marrying a Kayin, because there is no other disqualification necessary because she's not allowed to eat Truma in the first place. It's not true. She is allowed to eat Truma if she has a son who's a Kayin. So that's where we're holding now at this stage. So therefore, Gemara says, Ela Lakuna. So how do I know? And there is a disqualification legabi kahuna, kal v'chomer. It's learned from a kal v'chomer. Migrusha. Uma grusha shemuteres betruma. A grusha is muteres betruma. She divorces her husband. She was married to Yisrael, let's say. She divorces her husband. She's a bas kayin. She reverts back to the truma de beinasha. She's allowed to go back home and eat truma. Uma grusha shumuteres, she's a bas kohen, right? She's a bas kohen. She married Yisrael. She got divorced. She's allowed to go back. She doesn't have any children. She's muteres betruma. Nevertheless, a surah lakuhuna, and she's a surah to marry a kayin. Zu, she's a surah betruma. Ein edin, shepsula lakuhuna. These women that you've already passed them from eating truma, so for sure they should be disqualified for marrying kahanim. So that is the source. The source, how do we know? That is the pasuk is dealing with a disqualification, the gavi achilas truma. Once I know that nifsala is milachul truma, I know that the nifsala is minakuna, kalvachimah from grusha. So ask truma, we'll just finish with this line. Frag the Gemara v'chimas hirin min adin. Well, are you allowed to be mazhir and aser based on the din kal v'chimer? You're not allowed to do that. So you're not allowed to be mazhir min adin. Rashi says about 10 lines before the lines become wide. V'chimas hirin min adin mi din kal v'chimer leukmei balav gomor hakaim alam de ein mazhir min adin. In other words, we want to know what is the halacha. Imagine, if you will, a Kehenis, a Levia, or a Yisraelis is Niveles to an Amoni. She was Niveles to an Amoni, and then she thought, that was a terrible thing which I did, I'm going to clean up my act, and she finds a lovely Kohen and she wants to marry him. There's a lav, you're not allowed to marry the Kohen, you're Nifseles. You became Sula because you were with a Pasul, and the Pasul passeled you for marriage. How do I know? Well, she's not allowed to eat truma. She's not allowed to eat truma. And if she's not allowed to eat truma, kol shekein, she's not allowed to marry him. Frag the Gemara, you can't impose a lav based on a kal v'chomer. Chimas hirin min adin. That's the Gemara's kasha. Says the Gemara, a fascinating answer. Gilui milsa ba'almo. This is not considered to be that we're introducing and creating yisurim based on a din kal v'chomer. This is merely a gilui mil seba alma. If you look at Rashi directly across, gilui mil seba alma, v'lav melef mine yalfinan, lav lakuna mi truma. It's not pshat that we're learning. It's like, madach, if you're not allowed to eat truma, someone is not allowed to eat, a grusha is not allowed to eat truma, is a surla kaya, and this woman, she's not allowed to eat truma for sure, she's going to be aser. No, v'lav melef mine yalfinan, lav mikuna mi truma, de memela, kaven de ifsula la truma, if still a lacuna, the truma hainu kedushis kahuna. Very interesting lashon. Truma is merely a simon of kedushis kahuna. If this woman is nifselis from achilas truma, so it's a simon that she's not holding by kedushis kahuna. Not holding by kedushis kahuna, memela, she's included in the iser. So, bottom line, if someone asks you, there is this woman, there's this girl, lovely girl, she's a balas tshuva. She's a balas tshuva. She had, unfortunately, a colorful past. She was with an Amoni. She was with an Amoni one time, and now she wants to marry a Kayan. So we say, I'm sorry, just like she's not allowed to eat truma, that means that she's lost her Kedushas Kahuna to a certain extent. So therefore, she's also going to be asa to a Kayan. Like a gilui milsa, that's the way it is. That's the way these things appear. She's aser because of a gilui milsa. What's very interesting to note, we'll just finish with this, is okay. So what happens now if this woman marries a kohen? So we would say to Reb Kohen, you're not allowed to marry her. She was with an amoni, and we learned through a gilui milsa that she's kind of lost her kedusha to a certain extent, and therefore you're not allowed to be with her. Would this kohen get malchus now? At the end of the day, the limud which taught us that he is aser to marry her is learned out from not even a kal v'chomer, just a gilui milsa. Is that gilui milsa strong enough to impose malchus?
He can stay married.
What's that?
He's allowed to stay married, right?
Not allowed to stay married to her. Not allowed to stay married to her either. So it's very interesting. The Rambam says that he would get malchus for such a thing. And the Beis Shmuel in Siman Vav, Sifkat and Zayin, asks on the Rambam, the Rambam in Perek Yud Ches, Yisri Bi Alach Aleph, where the Rambam says, a Kohen who's Nesi Isha Apostle, a Malkin Eisei Mishum Zayna. You get Malkis, Midin Zayna, you're with a woman who's considered to be a Zayna. Asks the Beis Shmuel, 1 second, but the source of the Isser is a Gilui Milsa. It's a Gilui Milsa Ba'alma. And Rava Shitin Sanhedrin Dav Ayin Vav is Ein Leikin Al Gilui Milsa. Why is the Rambam pasking like Abaya? So that is the discussion here in the Rishonim, that kind of once the dust settles, what seems to be the source that this woman, that she was nevelous for someone who's pasul, she's psula not only l'truma but even l'kahuna, okay? And we're going to say that this mamash alav with malchus with all the trimming, ayetone gila milsa. But that is as that as I come to us.
What would the mice be? The beer, the ring on the finger.
The beer would be the answer. Yeah, yeah.
For that, you'd be local for.
Mm-hmm.
If she's a kohenis,
yeah.
If she goes back to her father's house, first of all, does the father have to be alive? But to go back to his house. Or just, is it just an expression?
That's a good question. Just in general, when we say that she's Veshava El Beis Avia, Veshava El Beis Avia, I have to double check. I mean, I have some intuitive thoughts on that, but I don't have a raya necessarily. It's only so long as the father's alive. Don't have a raya, not sure. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay.
She can eat truma.
She would go, if she wasn't nifselis, then she would be able to eat truma. Here we're saying she's nifselis. Yeah, good. Fine. Okay, says the Gemara, the Eima Nivola Lapasala Chayvi Krisus. Okay, so we're still in this sugya. We're trying to understand that in which, okay, there's a concept, there's a musag, that if a woman is nivelis to someone who's pasala, she's nifselis. She's nifselis, she can't eat truma. She's nifselis, she can't marry a kohen. But let's kind of limit the chiddush, and let us say the eima nivla l'pasala is referring specifically to chayvi krisus. Maybe that's what it's referring to. Rashi says about 6 lines or 4 lines to come. Why? Shimba ale achia pasla mitruma de beinasha. Her brother is with her. Chayvi krisus. Av chayvi lavin kaven de tofsi lahu bu kedushin le pasla. It's not so bad. Horaya kedushin is tefis. So if it's a grush v'chalut silikain hedyet, it's only chayvi lavin, so maybe that's not enough to pass to her. The kusi v'nosin and mamzer the pasli menolan. So how do you know the kusi, the nosin, and the mamzer they pasul? How do you know that necessarily? And the reason why we're asking this is because this was the brayso which we said in Amud Aleph. And Amud Aleph we said ben teisha shanav yemechad ger amayne mayavi mitzri ademi kusi nosin hal mamzer. How do you know? Maybe it's only limited to chayvi krisus. So again, they manivel l'pasul chayvi krisus. How do you know? Even lavin says the gemara kisiya amrachmano hanav de isbu havaya. So it's already merumiz in the word kisihia that nevertheless she is nifselis, that she is siya le'ish zar, and it says le'ish zar, kevin shea nivla le'ish zar, she is psula, she is nifselis, even though there is a tvisis kedushin. And we'll see on the next Amud, Rabbi Kivo, who says that kedushin is not tevis to chayti lavin, what does he do with this lashon? Al-Kavanin, according to us, we're saying that even though there is Tisus Kedushin, nevertheless the drasha of Kaven Shnevel Leish Zar Pasala applies. Rashi says not to be gerish the words Chayvi Krisus Lavani Havaya. Good. So he said Eima Nevel La Pasla Chayvi Krisus Kisi Amachmana Hanach the Isbu Havaya. Chayg Biyamayachi Eved Kichavim VeEved Leilifsalu. Okay, you're telling me that in the pasuk which tells me that she's nifseles, it's meramis when there's tvisas kedushin also, the type of person about whom there is a tvisas kedushin to someone, yachi oivik kechavim ve'eved, that they never have tvisas kedushin to anyone, oivik kechavim ve'eved lo lifsalu, who's to say that they would pasul her, there's no tvisas kedushin. On that says the Gemara, no, hanach, Pasli mid Rabbi Yishmael. Da'am Rabbi Yechmishim Rabbi Yishmael. Menayin la'evit kechavim ve'evit sheba al bas Yisrael va'ala kehenes ve'levia shepaslua. Shenema, the pasuk says, u'bas kein kisiya almana u'kudusha. And the important words are, it says, v'zerein la v'shava el be'isavia. So it says, that there is a concept that she's able to return to her father's house, Shaval Beisavia, we darshan mi sheyesh le almonis vigrushin ba, is the type of woman that she's Shaval Beisavia, that she's not nifselis. If she married someone, that she is able to be an almana from that person. She can be a grusha from that person, because the marriage was a marriage to heter, the marriage was a marriage where there was some type of tesis kedushin, the type of person who could have a tesis kedushin with a Yisraelis, then that type of woman is not nifselis, that type of a woman will be shavah based on viyati truma. Whereas in Eved Va'akum, that they never have any tesis kedushin, they will pass all yotsu. That they will pass. So at this stage we've mentioned that if this woman is niv'elis to someone who's pasul, it passes her for truma, it passes her for kahuna based on a kalvachema / gilu milsa. It's not only chayvei krisis, it's even referring to chayvei lavin. And we also know, even in Eved Va'akum, where there's no concept of thesis solution whatsoever, we have another pasuk to tell me that they also passed. Okay, says the Gemara, in this last case of Eved Va'akum that they passed, Ashkechan Kehenes. Meaning, because what's the pasuk speaking about? The pasuk is speaking about, it says, Ubas Koyein Kisi Alman of Agrusha V'zein Lavish of Abesaviyah. Okay, so it tells me, but an Eved or an Eved Kehavim, that they never have any type of a Tfisas Kedushin with any woman, then there's no concept of Shavel Beis Aviyah because they passel. So that pasuk is mentioned by a Kehenis, that an Eved and an Akam passel are. Levia v'Yisraelis Menalan. How do you know by a Levia v'Yisraelis that they would passel? Yeah, 1 second. Yeah, In other words, how do you know a Levi of Yisraelis? Let's see, you have a Levi of Yisraelis who are eating truma because of their sons, let's say. How do I know that they're going to be nifstoles from truma if they are nivelis to an Eved Va'akum? So Levi of Yisraelis minolan. Kidamar the Abba Amarav, Bas Ubas, Achadami, Bas Ubas. We're learning out, so it's more we think from the extra vav. Says the Gemara, come on, to Rabbi Akiva the Darish Vavi. And once again, is it only going like Rabbi Akiva who darshins the Vav? No, Afilatim Rabbanan. Kula Ubas Kra Yisraelu. Fine, good, full stop. So again, we've learned at this stage, if a woman is Nivelis to a apostle, she's Nivelis from Truma, she's Nivelis from Kahuna, not only Chayvei Krisis, it's even Chayvei Lavin, and it's even Eved Va'akum, and it's not only Eved Va'akum Shabo Al HaKehenes, the Al Bas Kain, it's even Eved Va'akum Shabo Al HaLeviya, the Al Bas Yisrael. Good. Says the Gemara, Ve'ema Mishri Yeshli Al Manas V'Gerushin Ba. Maybe I will suggest a radical Havamina. Maybe I'll say like this, maybe I can Darshan Lekula. And I can say like this: Ve'ema mi sheyesh loy almanas v'gerushin ba. So if the woman married the type of man that she's allowed to marry, that she could legally become an almana or a grusha from him, then I will say ki les leizera ka achla ki is leizera loy achla. I mean, that's when I will apply this pasuk. Bas kain ki si almana v'grusha v'zera in la v'shavol be'zavia. If she doesn't have a child, then she returns back. If she does have a child, she doesn't return back. So maybe it's only referring to someone that she's legally allowed to marry. However, but if she's married to an Eved or an Akum, she was with an Eved or an Akum, i.e. someone that by definition she could never have Almanis the Gershon from him, maybe I would say Lakula Afagav the Isle Zera Nami Techel. Amazing Havamina. Maybe I'll darshan this Posek and the Duke and the Posek. I will darshan it Lakula. Maybe that's what I would say. Says the Gemara, Im Kain. You want to darshan Lakula? So then, ribui of levia v'yisraelis lamali. Why do I need the ribui to tell me that not only if a kehenes is with an eved v'akum, but even if a levia or yisraelis is with an eved v'akum? Why do I need that ribui? So let's just see a couple of rashes over here. Let's see Rashi three lines down. Again, we're suggesting a very machodesh tikka thing. We're saying that maybe I'll tell you, no, if a woman is with an eved va'akum, I'll tell you he doesn't pass her from eating truma. When does the pasuk say ubas pein? If she becomes an amana and she doesn't have any children, she returns back to her father's house only if she married someone she was allowed to marry. But if the woman married someone that she was never allowed to marry because he can't marry anyone, i.e. an eved va'akum, maybe the deal is even if she has a child, she can still return. Says the Gemara, in Cain, Zakt Rashi, four lines down, in Cain, the haikra l'kulaktiv, v'lashmin, and dezera the akum v'eved lay pasul, that doesn't pasul, ribuya l'viv yisrael es t'chsiv v'lamali. Why did you need to be marbe a levian Israelis tchsev ubas yisera kra yisera? Meaning hashtekhen is gufa ashme in and delay mifsala bezera akum eved madoch a kehenes. A kehenes herself, where she has additional kedusha, and she's still not nifsalas with the zera of an eved or an akum. Levia v'Yisraelis mi boy, explains Rashi. So what is the Gemara saying? It doesn't make sense to dash in Lakula and say that maybe if she's nevelas to someone, to the type of person who cannot marry any Bas Yisrael ever, because he's an Eved or an Akum, maybe there it comes to that, maybe there the din is that even if he has, if she has a child, she's not going to be nevelas. Says the Gemara, it doesn't make sense. If so, why would you need to be Marbe, a Levia, Madacha, Kehenes, Gufa? You've said that there's no psul if she has a child. For sure, a levia who has less kedusha, there would not be a psul. Elamai, that's a raya that you cannot darshan le kula. Yeah, good. Fine, full stop. Full stop. Now the Gemara goes back. Now, again, the beginning of this sigyan, Samachesimid days, when we said, Ema nivola the pasala, is only referring to Chayvi Krisis. How do you know it's referring to Chayvi Lavin? How do you know if a woman was nevelas to a mamzer or to a nosin that she's nevelas? Maybe it's only to Chayvi Krisis. He said, no. The pasuk says, Alashna Vubaskin ki sihiye, Lashna Vaya, which is mashma, even if there's Tvisas Kedushin, like by Chayvi Lavin, we would still dash in the same drasha that she is with an Ishzar, and he passels her. Says the Gemara, that's all good and well, according to the Ravon of Rabbi Kiva. Ula Rabbi Kiva Damer Ein Kedushin Tevs in the Chayvi Lavin. But according to him, that he says Kedushin is never Tevs by Chayvi Lavin. Rabbi Kiva Damer Ein Kedushin Tevs in the Chayvi Lavin. Umay Kisihiya Elizar, so Al Karchach, the Lashon of Kisiya, has got nothing to do with Kedushin. It must mean kisivol. So in essence, the pasuk is saying ubaskein kisivol. Ubaskein who's nevelas, that's what it's referring to. So almana v'grusha lamali. Why is it necessary for the pasuk to mention an almana if she was nevelas and now she became an almana or she became a grusha? Why the necessity to say Almana the Grusha? So if you look at Rashi over here, Rashi says, Ular the Kivadar main Kedushin Tavsin L'Adam Pasal. The Haiki Seal Yizar de la El Avmishim Havaya Nakit. It's got nothing to do with Havaya, Velamim Radain Bias Pasal Piselis, Elabimisha Roy La Kadesh, Dain Kedushin L'Shum Pasal. It's never Kedushin. The Haiki Seal Vala Lamed Al Bias Psulin, Ain El Alashin Be'ilah. It's just a lashon of be'ila. The chol hazarim etzla b'mashma. Every single person who she's not allowed to be with is included. The shetei biyasam piselas afilo eved kechavim eved. Every single person, if she's nevelas, anyone who's pasul, she's going to be nevelas. Chayvi krisis, lavin, Ebed v'akum. If so, says Rashi, Almana v'grusha. Lashmi and Eved gechavam v'Eved lamali. Why do I need these two words, Almana v'grusha, to teach me the din of Eved gechavam v'Eved? What are the words Almana v'grusha coming to do according to Rebbe Kiva? That's the Gemara's kasha. Says the Gemara, I'll explain the necessity of the words Almana and Grusha. Almana is ultimately coming lahachmir aleha, and the Grusha is ultimately coming lahakil aleha, as the Gemara will now explain. Let's just kind of see what the Gemara says and we'll try and piece it together. So again, we're saying, according to Rabbi Kiva, the Lashon of Kisiya, don't tell me it's got anything to do with Havai and Tfisas Kedushin. Shit Rabbi Kiva is in Tfisas Kedushin, Tfisas and Chavi Lavin. And it must just be a Lashon of Be'ila. And all these women are included if there's a Be'a Psula. Why the necessity to mention Alman of the Grusha? So we say the word Alman is coming to be Machmir, the word Grusha is coming to be Mekel. Let's see, the Tzricha. The Iyash mean an Almana. I mean, Eber would have said, Ubas King Kisiya Almana. So if you have a Baskain, she became an Almana, meaning she was married to a Yisrael, she became an Almana, she doesn't have children, she reverts back to her father's home and she eats Truma. So it would have just said that. Diash meaning Almana, Almanahu dechilas lazera, achla mishim dechazelakuna. I would have said, why does this particular woman revert back to eating Truma? You know why? Because because she is still the type of woman who is ru'uya lakuna. She can marry a kohen. Presumably an amana. Amana is mutaris to a kohen hadyet. That's what I would have said, because she's chazi lakuna. Avo grusha dole chazi lakuna. Eina afo gav deles lazera le'achla. I might have said, a grusha, even if she doesn't have any children, but because the grusha is nifsela, she's not allowed to marry a kohen, so she can't marry a kohen. Presumably, she's not allowed to eat the truma de beinasha, and she will not revert back to her father's home. So when it says the word grusha, it's ultimately coming to be mekel to tell me that even a grusha is chazeres, the beinasha, the truma de beinasha. Now, viashmin a grusha, I thought it just said ubaske and kisia grusha. That is the concept of a grusha reverting back to the truma of her father's home. The Ashman and grusha, I would have said something different. I would have said grusha hu dechi isla zera layachla. A grusha is the one who has this stain on her, that if she has a child, then she doesn't eat. Mishum delechazi lakuna. Again, because she is a woman who is not really lakuna, so that bitzirif with the fact that she has a child, she doesn't revert back to her father's truma. Avul almana dechazi lakuna, her blemish is not so bad. After all, she's really lakuna. So I might have said, im avogav de isla zerenami techo. I might have said, even if she has children, she still reverts back. After all, she's a baskayan, and she's really lakuna. So what that she has a child from Yisrael? Now she reverts back to her father's home. Maybe she's able to eat truma. So again, one more time, just reading the pasuk. Pasuk says, "Ubas ken kisiya almana v'grusha v'zerein la v'shava." So we want to know why does it need to say both almana and grusha? Torah says, if it would have said "Ubas ken kisiya almana v'zerein la v'shava," I would say "Dafkin almana," because she's ru'uya l'kayin. But a grusha, even if she doesn't have any children, she doesn't revert back. That's why it says the word grusha lahakel, to tell me that the same din of a shavel beisavia applies to a grusha who is a bas kayen. She doesn't have any children, she reverts back. We're going to be mekel. She doesn't have any children, she's a grusha. A gam that she can't marry any kohanim anymore, but she reverts back to truma de beinasha. Correct. Amana, right? But I would have said, Amana chachi ru'uya lakahuna. To marry a bit of grusha, I would have said a grusha is psula. And if it would have only said ubaskin kisia grusha v'zerein la v'shavah beisavia, I would say that a grusha, if she has a child, she's psula because she's lechazi l'kayim. But an almana who's be'etzem chazi l'kayim, even if she has a child, she's mutaris. She reverts back. to the Truma de Beinosha. Kamash Malan, that's why we need to have both. Good. So again, at this stage, we have mentioned that if the one of these women, a Kehenis, a Levia, or Yisraelis, is Nevelis to someone who's Pasul, it passels her for Truma, it passels her from henceforth marrying a Kohen. Not only does the Pasul have to be someone who's Chayvi Krisus, this is Bezdin, even if it's Chayvi Lavin, also, and the same applies to an Eved V'akum, even though you might have said, well, the Pasuk says Kisiyeh, and maybe there's a requirement that the type of person who's passing over here is someone who has the capacity of Havaya with someone, but an Eved V'akum who don't have the capacity of Havaya with anyone, maybe they don't have the ability to passel, and that we say it applies in all cases. Now, says the Gemara, the Ema, Nivelis l'pasula af machzik rushasi. Okay, so why don't we extend the psul and say, a man divorced his wife, she remarried, her husband either died or divorced her. Now there's an isser of machzik rushasi. Maybe if this man now is ba al grushasi, maybe he passels her, maybe he passels her from machilas truma and so on. The Eman Nivelas L'Pasala, that he passels, and again, here the question is only a question of passing her L'Gabi Truma. She's obviously already Psula to marry Kohen because she's a Grusha. So the question is only L'Gabi Achilles Truma. That is the Gemara Shaila. So the Eman Nivelas L'Pasala Av Machse Grusha. And let's just see the way Rashi brings the question about 15 lines before the lines become wide. Even nivel the pasul av machzik rushasi mishmisus laacher, the hazaru etzla, the tafsi loy ba kedushin, Allah metanya ba chaylets, he kishera uvlad kasher vukimna kishera la kahuna, the kol shekein the truma, meaning by machzik rushasi, she's kishera. The din is that she's allowed to eat truma. So why don't we say that? Even and we know that's not true. She's not allowed to eat truma. It is leish zar amarachmano mish zar etzla miikara afukihai dolizar etzla miikara. And only someone who originally is considered to be a zar vis-a-vis this woman, but being that this man was not considered to be a zar miikara, so therefore, he's not going to be included in this particular din. Frag the Gemari Achi Cholol, the Lav Zar Hu Loy Lifso. So by Cholol also, we should say, Rashi says, because a Cholol is mutter to marry a Kehenis, a Cholol is allowed to marry a Kehenis, meaning that we know the Gemara says, Loy Huzru Kehanis Milisa Lipsulim, and a Bas Kohen is allowed to marry a halal. So if so, maybe by a halal, that should be permitted. And we said on Daf Samech Samad Aleph, in the list of these nine people, what do we say? We said, Ger, Amayni, Mayavi, Mitzri, Deni, Kusinas, and halal, umamzer. Shabo while Kehenis Leviv Yisraelis, they passed them. So why? I mean, originally there was no Isra as such. So Amakra Lay Yechalol Zarei Ba'amav Makish Zarei Lay. There's a hakish between Zarei to him, and we say the following: Mahu Paiso Af Zarei Nami Paiso. Rashi says over here: Makish Zarei Shel Kohen Gadol Min Almana Lay. And we say, Mahu Paiso Almana Bibiyasi Minachuma. Just as the Kohen Gadol who's with the Almana, he passes her Minachuma. Kadi Alav Abrekas Vayuchzin Vala Yechalo Mishaya Kasha Vinis Halel Mizuhi Almana Avzaroi Hacholo Paiso Lisha Bibiyasi Minachuma. So there is this concept, so there's a special Gzerbekits, so there's a special Gzeris HaKosov, that he passels a woman with his bia min hatruma. So a special din that halal, even though he was not a zar mi'ikara etzla, nevertheless there's a special din that he passels. Good. For the Gemara, this whole sugya is saying that these individuals pass the women bebiasam when they have bia specifically. Frag the Gemara, the ema misha savaya. Why is it a din in bia? Maybe it's a din in kedushin. Maybe as soon as one of these nine people, the ger, adami, mayavi mitzvah, adami, and so on, when they have kedushin, where Rashi says the ema mid the afka rahmana balashin ki siya. Mishas havaya, ikidish paslas isha psulay lames. Tafilu meis ki ilu ba'ala, says Rashi. Maybe it's a din in kedushin. After all, the lashna pasuk is ubas kain ki si elizar. If she's with someone who's pasul to her, she's nifselis. Doesn't mention the word bia over there. Eima mishas havaya, and that says the Gemara. Dumi dekein gadol malmana, makin gadol malmana be bia. Afainami. But over here, the discussion is also with bia. The ema adika havaya ubia. Maybe in both. Dumi dekein gadol malmana, makin gadol malmana be bia lechuda. Good, full stop, ad kan. So this whole sugya, beginning with the banner of Samach Hesem and Aleph, was coming to explain this parashita. Again, we mentioned that ben tes shanav yemechad ger, amayni mayavim itz yadei mikusi nas nechalamad, shubo al kehenes leviv yisraelis, they passel, and we mentioned the psula is a psula gavi truma, and the psula is that they passel her from henceforth mankind. Then we had two more shitas. We had the shita of Rabbi Yossi and the shita of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Again, Rabbi Yossi says any person whose zera kol shezari pasul, any person whose zera is pasul a kahuna, pasels a woman with his bia. Any person whose zera is not pasul a kahuna does not pasel a kahuna. And Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said a similar thing. Any person who you're allowed to marry his daughter, he's not going to passel. You can marry his almana. Any person you couldn't even marry his daughter, he does passel. So now the Gemara finally gets to these last two shittas. Rabbi Yisi Eimer, Kol Shizari Apostle Pesel, Kol Shizari Apostle Inu Pesel. So, Ma'ikiv in Tanakam, Rabbi Yisi. I mean, the Tanakam also said individuals who are apostle, passel. And Rabbi Yisi says, well, anyone who's there is apostle will passel. It's pretty much very similar to what the Tanakhama is saying. What's the nafkamina? Ma'ikiv in Tanakhama, Rabbi Yisi. Am Rabbi Yechanan mitzri sheni ve'demi sheni ikiminayu. Meaning to say, even though a mitzri sheni is someone you can't marry, but there's zera you can marry. There's zera is not possible. The zera of a mitzri sheni is mutalavi bakol. So Rabbi Yisi says he's a little bit more meikol. He's a little bit more meikol than the Tanakhama. He says, Vosvar mensch can paslin, a person who's zera you can't marry, kol shezari posel, right? That's a problem. But a mitzri sheni whose zera is not posel, so then that mitzri sheni will not pasel. So that means a bas yisrael who's nivellas to mitzri sheni. He's a ger, mitzri sheni, and he's baal bas yisrael. So Rabbi Yisrael would say, oh, this person's zera is mutalavi bakol, so it's not such a stark psul. It's not such a strong passless. It would be mutal. That would be the nafkamina between Tanagama and Rabbi Yisi. Says the Gemara, Vishneim lelamdua elami kein gadol. Both the Tanagama and Rabbi Yisi are learning out from kein gadol. Be'abi almada. Tanagama is over like this. Tanagama says, ma kein gadol ba'almana. Shebi asi ba'aveira upeso. Hainami Paisel. Very simple. Ken Godel is not allowed to marry, he's not allowed to be with an almana. If so, he passels her. That's the getter. Rabbi Yisi's sovereign name. Ken Godel, Ma Ken Godel Shazari Apostle Paisel. Afkol Shazari Apostle Paisel. Lafuki Mitzri Sheni, the Ein Zari Apostle. The Chsiv Banamashay Yivaldulam, Doshlishi Yavilam Makol. So I'm also learning out from Kohen Gadol, but I'm looking at it in a slightly different angle. And we mentioned the third shita. Oh, Rabban Shimon Galilema, Kol She'atanez Zabita Atanez Alman Asai, Kol She'atanez Zabita I'atanez Alman Asai. So both Rabbi Yisi and Rabban Shimon Galilema are looking at the next generation. So Ma'i Kebein Rabbi Yisi and Rabban Shimon Galilema. Amr Ula Ger Amayni Umay Avi Ikebein Ayu. And once again, Shneim Leilam Duwe Alami Kohen Gadol. Almana. Rabbi Yosi Stavra Makin Gadol Ba'almana Shizari Pasal Pesal Azevi Ken Gadol Ba'almana. That the Zer is Pasal, so that is the type of Yewish Pasals. Avkol Shizari Pasal Pesal. And therefore, if you have a Ger Amoini who's Ba Al Bas Yisrael, so he Pasals. Whereas if Shimon Gamliel Stavra Nain Makin Gadol Ba'almana Shikol Zare Pasal. The children of the union of a Kohen Gadol to an Almana, all of the children are disqualified. They're all psulim. Doesn't make a difference if they're sons or daughters. Af kol zari pasul upeis lafuki amini me'avi the ein kol zari pasul to amamar amini v'le aminis me'avi v'le me'avis. It's not that all of the zera of this person are pasul, being that it's only the zacharim, not the nekevais. Therefore, and that would be the nafkamina between the two. Good. So we had Bekitzer in this sugya a lengthy discussion about the five individuals, the Uber, the Yavam, the Erisin, Cheresh, Ben Tesh, Shanim, and we spent the majority of the sugya discussing that these individuals, we reckon the nine individuals that their Ba, Ala Kehenes, Leviv Israelis, they passed them number one, the Gabi Achilas Chuma, and number two, to henceforth ever marry Kahanim.
Why the marriage is forbidden forever?
I'm sorry?
It's no doubt, but when you move by what will be forever.
Forever. Correct. Yeah. Okay, Zag the Mishnah.
Ten is for Mitzi,
no? No, even ten is loved Afka. You know, it's forever. It's forever. You know, even ten, even after ten. How it is from a fatah vashita li peisal li machivan. Going back to the din of peisal and not machal. So if you have a man who's ma'anis a woman, or a man seduces a woman, but gets any bia, which is not l'shem nisuin, or an individual who's a shaita, who doesn't have the ability, even if he tries to do a kiddushin, but it's in essence just considered to be a ma'isa bia because he doesn't have das. So but gets a ma'isa bia, loy paislin. If it's a ma'isa bia with the Yisrael kosher, that won't pass. Remember, we did see one shita. We saw the shita of Rav Elazar, who said, panui, but other than Rabbi Elazar, if a Yisrael who is ma'anes, a mafat, who is a shaitan, tries to marry le'paislin, but certainly le'machilin, if it's a kohen who seduces a bas Yisrael, that's obviously not enough to be ma'achal or b'truma. Now, if einam ra'uyim lavi b'Yisrael, but if these people are not ra'uy lavi b'Yisrael, harei elu paislin, then they will parcel. So the Gemara explains. Kate said, what is the case? Hare Yisrael Shaba al Bas Kayin. If Yisrael was Ba al Bas Kayin, Teichu Betruma. The fact that she was nivellus to a Yisrael kosher, maybe not such a from a Yid, but she was nivellus to a Yisrael kosher, Teichu Betruma. She continues to eat Truma. Whereas Ibra, but if she became pregnant from him, so now she's carrying the Zera of a Zar, so Ibra lay teichu b'truma, like we saw before, then Ubra passes. Now, nechtecha Ubra b'me'eya, if the fetus dies in the womb, so then, once again, teichu, right? She eats. She eats. Hare Kayin Shabal Bas Yisrael. If a Kayin just had a regular business with a Bas Yisrael, that's not enough. Leisechol Betruma. That's not enough to be Machol Betruma. Not only that, Ibra, even if she became pregnant, also Leisechol. Whereas once Yolga, Teichol. And once there's a baby, then the baby is Machol. The baby has the ability to give a Heter Achila to the mother, not the father. Nimtze Kayichol Ben, Gadol Mishal Av. Kech of the ben is Michael the mother, not the father. Good. Continues the Mishnah. Eved Paisla Mishum Bia. The Eina Paisla Mishum Zera. Fascinating din. If an Eved is Ba Al Bas Yisrael, so as we saw, that Bia apostles, even though there's no Tvisus Kedushin, but we learned from the pasuk of Kisi Amanla Vagrusha, Mishishla Amanas Vagrusha, the Girushin Ba, Yotze Eved Va'akla. So there's no such din. So we're saying Eved Pais L'Mishum Bia, the Eine Pais L'Mishum Zera. Fascinating. In other words, we have a case over here where a woman has maybe a grandson who's an Eved Knani. But that, and she's a Bas Kohen. She's a Bas Kohen and she's got an Eved Knani for an Enikel. That is not going to pass to her. Ketzat. What's the case? Bas Yisrael a Kohen. Bas Kohen Yisrael. Be it a Bas Yisrael to a Kohen. Or a Bas Kohen to Yisrael. The Yolim and a Ben. So far, everything is 100% kosher. Now, the halacha ben v'nichbash ala shifcha. The ben was bar ala shifcha. The yoldam and a ben. So this is the third generation. This is the grandson. Harei is an eved. He is an eved. So now if we look at this eved vis-a-vis his grandmother. His grandmother is either a bas Yisrael, who originally married a kohen, or his grandmother is a bas kohen, who married a Yisrael. So Zagna Mishnah, how is the aim of a bas Yisrael a kohen? If his grandmother was a Bas Yisrael who married a Kohen, the fact that she has a grandson, even though a grandson usually is enough to be Michael, the grandmother Truma, but here it's an Eved, and there's no Yachas, there's no Yichus whatsoever between an Eved to a parent, to a Yiddish parent, and then certainly not to a grandparent. So, Loi Seichel B'Truma. But if she's a Bas Kohen Li Yisrael, the fact that she has someone who's posel doesn't apostle her. Because again, there's no Yachas. So she can continue to eat Betruma. Mamzer Pesel Meichel, a Mamzer can pasel, and a Mamzer at times can be Meichel. So Ketzer, Bas Yisrael Kohen, Bas Kohen Li Yisrael. The Yolga Ben Bas. Again, so far so good. So the Bas Yisrael now married an Eved. We're going according to the Shittas Tanayim, who says Eved v'akum shabal Bas Yisrael havlad mamzer, which is not how we paskin, but well, the Mishnah is assuming like that Shita. So again, there is a grandmother who's either a Bas Yisrael or a grandmother who's a Bas Kain who has a mamzer for an enikel. So we say like this: how you say im imai bas Yisrael a kohen? If the grandmother was a bas Yisrael who married a kohen, so and this mamzer is the only zera that she has. This is the only descendant that she has. A mamzer was a grandson. Teichel b'truma. That mamzer is considered enough of a zera to be machal or b'truma. And if it's a case of a bas kohen li Yisrael. So Lemaisa, the grandmother, married a Yisrael. She married a Yisrael. As long as she has any descendant which ultimately emanated from this family of Yisraelim, that's enough to disqualify her. So I mean, she's a Baskin. She married a Yisrael. This mamzer is the grandson of Yisrael. So kumtais, she has zera from Yisrael. She can no longer eat truma de benasha. Kohen Gadol pa'amim shu paisel. Paladika Mishnah. At times a Kohen Gadol will pasel his grandmother from eating truma. Ketzat. Bas Kohen li Yisrael. So she was a Bas Kohen. Historically she was eating truma from her father's house. She married a Yisrael. The yoldem and a Bas. And they give birth to a Bas. So far so good. I mean, we say so far so good. I mean, already at that stage she can't eat truma. Because she has a child from a Yisrael, so at that stage she can no longer eat truma. The holcha abas, the nisus l'koyin, the yoldem and a ben, hariza roliyes kohen gadol. That son, being that he is the son of a kohen, he's 100% kosher. He can be a kohen. He's ready to be a kohen gadol. Even mishamish l'gabim is beach. However, ironically, says the Mishnah, machalas imai, because he's a ben kohen. So even though his mother is a Bas Yisrael, but his father is a Kohen, she eats Mikah, her son, who is a Kohen. So he is Machal, his mother. However, Upaiso Ein Imoi. But his grandmother is going to be Psula. Remember, his grandmother was a Bas Kohen. So at the end of the day, the Bas Kohen, she married Yisrael. And the din is, if she has, if there's any descendants from this family of Yisraelim, that passes her. So such a curious thing. So ironic. She's a Bas Kohen. She has a son who's a grandson who's going to be a Kohen Gadol. But he passes her. Because Lamaisa, her husband was Yisrael. And the din is, if she has any descendants who stam from this family of Yisraelim, even though the next generation married a Kohen, but Lemaisa, it's considered to be that she has a descendant who came from a Yisraelim. Zeis Emeris, so the grandmother would say about Reinikol, Leika b'ni Kohen Gadol, Shehu Peislani Menachuma. Not looking for ones like this one. Rashi says, Vizayis Aisha Meres, Leik Ibniken, Godel Kalimar, Le Yirbu Kamaisai. Up until now, I was able to eat Shuma. Now I've got a grandson who's, albeit, right to be a Kohen Gadol, but it causes problems for me. Says the Gemadirin Lahadatan Rabbanan, that we said, if there's a regular Bia, a regular Maisa Bia, doesn't do anything, doesn't passel. And so too, if a Shaita, even if he tries to be Mekadesh, it's just got a din of a Bia. Sheita, the cotton, shenasi nashim amesu, nashi seim, ptureis menachalitza menayivim. In other words, there is no halachic validity whatsoever to the bia of a cotton, in which case it's just considered to be like a maisa bia, no issue whatsoever. Now we said, ketzad, we said, harei yisrael shebo al bas koyim. I'm sorry? No, it's just considered to be a regular Maisa Bia, and we're not going like Rabbi Lazi, who says Panuy Habal Pnush Lashemishis. So we said Ketzad. Harei Yisrael Sheba Al Bas Kayin Teichu B'Truma. If Yisrael was Ba Al Bas Kayin, regular Maisa Bia, no problem. Teichu B'Truma, she can eat Truma. Ibra, she became pregnant. Leitechla. That's what the Mishnah said. She cannot eat true once she's pregnant. Kaven to Ibra leitechla. If the din is that once she becomes pregnant, she can't eat. So every time she's niv'eles, let's be chayshu, she became pregnant. Yeah, you're telling me that pregnancy is a reason to pass her. So every maisa bia, we should say maybe got pregnant. We do avchana for 3 months. But when it comes to nyani truma, then we're not going to have such a chashash. One more line. Truma lechashishu. Tanya raise a gate of shachas kedim v'misasi. Asur lech b'truma miyad. So you see, even legabi truma, we are. How can you say it's only Gavi Yich, it's not Gavi Truma? Ella Amar Rabba Baravuna, Benesuin Chashashu, Beznesli Chashashu. When are we Chashash? Only when it comes to Nisuin. And here in our Mishnah, we're just discussing an isolated act of Bia, Beznus, Lai Chashashu. We're not Chashash in the case of Znus. Rashi says the reason why we're not Chashash Beznus is Kedakaimalan Isha Mizana, Misapeches, Kedishli Tisaber, and therefore it's not considered to be much of a Sophic. And therefore not Cheshish. Okay.